Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He's a gambler that the entire world is talking about today. Better known as Mattress Mac, this is Mac McInvale, Jim McInvale, and we have crossed paths in the past. My son was born in Houston. I did radio remotes from your mattress store, and I've purchased from you, Mac. How are you today?
Good, Lisa. How are you? Great to be on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ever think you would go viral for dropping an F-bomb?
No, I really didn't. I didn't think I'd have to drop one either, but the guy kept criticizing Houston Astros, saying they all had buzzers under their jerseys, and Jose Altuve was a effing cheater, so that kind of went off.
He did go off, and that's not anything I would think you would normally say. But I'm telling you what, those Philly fans, they're kind of mean, aren't they, Mac?
Well, they taught me that Philly fan language, unfortunately, that I used yesterday. So, yeah, they're most of them are nice, but some of them are drunk and belligerent, so that I just ran into one of those.
Mattress Mac is well known throughout Houston, Texas, and now the entire nation. He could win nearly $75 million if the Houston Astros win the World Series. This is not the only time you've wagered a large amount of money. You've done it on the Kentucky Derby, and what other Houston teams have you laid down money on?
Well, I laid down a lot of money on the Super Bowl many times, a lot of money in the NCAA Final Four, I think, last year when Kansas won the Final Four. We got $14 million from that. So I do these promotions where if a customer buys a mattress and $3,000 better if the team wins like Kansas or the Astros, you get your money back. So it's kind of a hedge on gambling, and that way the customers have fun. The worst that happens is they get their mattress what they paid for it, and the best can happen is they get it free, free, free.
Mac's been doing his own commercials for many years. So, Mac, but don't you usually buy an insurance policy that covers that when you do a promotion like that?
Insurance charges higher rates than legal bookmakers. And now that the bookmaking is so prevalent in the United States, it's easy to get a better price and give the customers a better value.
So you have wagered a total of $10 million. And if the Astros win the World Series, you'll walk away with $75 million.
Yeah, the $75 million, almost all of it will go back to customers sometime in November, early December. So we're looking forward to the Astros evening up the series tonight and going back to Houston and winning so that customers get that $75 million worth of free, free, free matches.
And, Mac, you're at the ballpark right now?
I'm at the ballpark. That's why this music is blaring. But I'm honored to be on the great WGN radio.
Oh, we are so happy to have you. So I think this is the guy in charge of, entertainment at Caesars. And in an article today, he said that when it comes to big personalities, people who are willing to take a risk, that he would put you on par with a great Chicagoan by the name of Bill Veeck.
I love Bill Veeck. The disco night and all the famous things he did, he taught me how to be a promoter, and that's all I ever wanted to be my whole life, was a promoter.
But you're a furniture guy, and you make millions of dollars, and you probably are the best promoter. You're certainly getting it done today.
I'm getting it done right now, and we're excited about the Houston Astros. Obviously, when a local team is in the World Series, Super Bowl, or whatever, it hypes up the promotion, so it's been very good, to say the least.
Well, Mac, it's great to talk to you. I hope you win that $75 million. I want to see the Astros win, too, because they say if the Phillies win, history shows the economy is going to go to hell.
We don't want that, Lisa. Go Astros. Have a great day.
You, too. He's such a character. Win, win, win. Free, free, free. It's in all of his TV commercials. I don't really know if there's a furniture person that does those type of commercials, those big in-your-face win, win, win things in Chicago, but he's estimated to be worth $300 or $400 million, and that's going to go up by $75 million if the Astros win the World Series. That's Mac McInvale. Sam Rubin's in Hollywood. He joins us next from one coast to the other. We're covering it all. First, to check on weather and traffic with Gabe Salgado.